Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
CBS on the world, I on the world. I'm John Batchelor with David Livingston and Dr. Space. This is Hotel Mars, and we're actually going to build something like a hotel on Mars, thanks to Professor Chaim Ben-Arroya. He is here. His book, Building Habitats on the Moon, also extends to what it would look like on Mars, which is a planet that is much more companionable compared to the Moon, which tends to resemble something like a cinder. However, Mars has its own challenges, and we go there because NASA's thinking, build first on the Moon and then learn to build on Mars. 3D seems to be the way to transport so that you're not taking up an enormous a space on cargo going to the Moon or men and women going to the Moon using booster power. However, on Mars is not regolith. It's another kind of soil, which the professor tells me is equally toxic. In addition, Mars has quakes, Mars quakes. Mars is exposed to micrometeorites and to cosmic rays. Professor, the lessons learned on Moon, according to this New York Times piece, would they be directly applicable, or would we have to come up with a new method to build on Mars?
Some of the technology that's developed on the Moon could be transferred, but would have to be adapted, as you so rightly pointed, that Mars has a different chemical composition in its regolith. It has percolate. It has other kinds of issues. It has a minor atmosphere, which is very low density compared to Earth. But there are dust storms on Mars that can come up and last for considerable periods of time. So there's that environmental force that anything we build on Mars would have to also survive.
David, you have a question.
Most of our construction and building equipment here on Earth works because we have gravity, you know, our equipment, everything. So have they thought out the kind of equipment, even if it's robots, that can work in a greatly reduced gravity environment?
You bring up a very good point. A lot of our heavy equipment is based on gravity of Earth and would not work on the Moon or Mars. And so that's the reason why digging on the Moon is so complicated. It's very hard to dig a hole in the lunar surface, in addition to the fact that on the Moon, everything is very dense, and on Mars as well. The density is there because there's no water to erode the rocks. And you have constant bombardment from space that keeps making the surface rocks finer and finer, and they fill all the gaps between the rocks below the ground. So what you end up with is a super dense surface. So they have been looking at different approaches, trying with explosives. But the challenge is that whatever you do, you don't want to sort of disrupt it and bring either the regolith on the Moon or Mars into orbit. You know, you can easily put things into orbit when the gravity is so low. So construction is a big issue, and people have tried to deal with that.
Water. We need water. Now, there was speculation that there's water at the South Pole of the Moon. There's also information that we haven't found it yet. Water on Mars is necessary as well, but that's plentiful in the ice sheet. And I'm presuming that turning the ice of Mars, the subsurface ice, and some of it occasionally on the surface, I think, into water is straightforward. Is there a trick here, Professor?
There are various technologies that people develop to access the materials on the surface of Moon and Mars. The water would have to be digged up and have to be going through some sort of either boiling chemical process. It turns on the ability to have an infrastructure there where people can live, where you have machinery, where you can service and repair things. So the real challenge is the upfront challenge to get to the point where you have an infrastructure that can process the regolith or the Martian soil and then collect it and do things that one wants to do with that.
David, you have a question.
Is the timeline for building habitats on Mars significantly longer than the moon or about the same?
Well, if we believe the 2040 for the moon, I would say probably 15 years more minimum to get to Mars, primarily because of the long travel distance and also just the challenge of sending humans there and working in an environment that's so far from Earth.
Power. I have spoken with our colleague Anatoly Zak, who keeps the Russian space web, that the Roscosmos has been working on a nuclear power plant for the surface of the moon for some time. They have a design. They have challenges, of course. The fissile material has to be transferred to the moon, and they have to construct it. To your knowledge, Haim, in doing your book in 2018, I don't ask the New York Times to speculate. Is NASA planning on using nuclear power, not solar power, not wind power? Well, wind power would be arbitrary on Mars, but solar power on either the moon or Mars. Have they talked about that? We have about a minute.
Yes, certainly nuclear power would be the backbone of any power system on the moon, and especially Mars being further away. So while we have 2 weeks of daylight on the moon, we have 2 weeks of darkness during which we have to store that energy. And any sort of large infrastructure on the moon would really need to have the reliability of a nuclear power system.
But what kind of power system? You know, our nuclear power is heat, which boils water, and that runs the turbine. So has anybody said, what, we're going to use water? That seems a little presumptive, given the demands of water for mankind.
Right. It would most likely be more like what we use on our spacecraft that we send to the far reaches of the solar system, where they basically emit radiation, and that radiation creates heat and power. So it's very low levels, and would have to be banks of these to actually create the amount of power that we need.
I'm Ben Arroy, is a professor of engineering at Rutgers University. He's also the author of the very prescient book, Building Habitats on the Moon: Engineering Approaches to Lunar Settlements, dog-eared these many years at NASA, but now the dream is here. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars. Not any longer dreaming about a hotel on Mars, just waiting for the day in the 21st century it happens. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.